Power of Good. Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. Today is Friday, which means I'm joined by the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo for Casual Friday. How you doing, Elisa?
Hey.
Got to turn your mic up because I'm back in the studio now. So I tend to overpower your mic with my voice.
Yes, you do. You have a much louder voice than I do.
But that loud voice has come in handy for me.
It has.
Did I tell this story on the show?
I don't think so.
So when I was at the Arnold, I was having breakfast with the guys from Quest at their hotel coffee shop. I have to close my eyes because Elisa's doing some sort of a dance right now. What were you doing?
My jacket fell on the floor, so I was getting up to get it off the floor.
I thought you were doing a dance. So we were talking about this blog post that I wrote about Dimas and Beta 4 and NFL players. You know, like if I was an NFL player and I knew I got my bell rung in a game, I would absolutely be doing 2 milligrams of thymus and beta 4 every day for the next couple weeks to make sure that there's no long-term permanent damage to my brain. And so this guy overheard me, and he, after we got up, he came over to me, and he turned out to not only be on the NFL Players Association Board of Directors, but he's like a super agent. He's like a Jerry Maguire. He was Mike Ditka's agent, and goes on and on and on and on. And so he asked me for my number, and we've communicated since then, and he's actually trying to work on some opportunities for me to get me out there. So I told
just
Elisa
because
the
of your loud voice.
I told Elisa the story. And whenever we go out to dinner or anything, Elisa always goes like this to me. She puts her hand up in a horizontal fashion, and she pushes down like, shh, lower your voice, because I talk so loud. And so I said to her, and it's all because I was talking loud, because he'd have never heard me if I didn't talk loud that day. So see, talking loud comes in handy, I said. So.
Yes, it does.
So there you go.
But speaking of that and the thymus of beta 4, we watched Concussion finally this week when your daughter came over.
It was amazing.
It was a really good movie.
Yeah, I really liked the movie. And what's shocking to me is that we don't hear more about what Roger Goodell and the NFL are doing about this. I mean, this is...
Well, they're not doing anything.
That's my point. Like, they're not doing anything. Let me say this. Maybe they're not doing... Maybe they are doing something. Maybe they are working on things behind the scenes.
Okay.
But they need to come out and let people know.
Okay, so I texted a friend of mine that works for the Steelers and said, I finally saw the movie Concussion. What did you think of it? And he came back and said, I haven't seen the movie, he said, but I've talked to the Steelers doctors, and they all said that it's just perpetuating the myth of concussion.
The myth of concussion.
Yes.
It doesn't really happen.
That's what
he said. Shame on them. This is terrible to say that. It's perpetuating the myth of concussion. So in other words, it doesn't happen. I wonder how many athletes get post-concussion MRIs when they're on the field, when they get their bell rung and they have to get carried off. I wonder how many of them get MRIs and CT scans of their brains to see the amount of edema that's caused.
So I know you and Mark Gordon have done shows on TBI, traumatic brain
injury. Yeah, it's completely reversible. That's the irony. Yeah. Because what ends up happening, so when the acute effects of a brain trauma are gone, okay, which is the swelling, the general edema, when that's gone, what does linger is a complete disruption of all neuroendocrine and sex hormones. Growth hormone, testosterone, estradiol, progesterone, prolactin. I mean, all these hormones get whacked out after brain trauma. And that is where the symptoms of depression, confusion, these poor guys are going crazy. They're hearing voices in their head. The damage is gone. The edema is gone. The brain could function and actually heal itself. Of course, we know the brain is plastic. It has a high degree of neuroplasticity. But once those hormones are robbed from the brain is stuck degenerating.
Well, so I looked up some of the players that had committed suicide and that were featured in the movie. And one of the constant themes were that nothing is being done by the NFL for the families of people who have committed suicide.
But you know why that is? Because in order for them to step up and do that, they are then acknowledging there's a problem.
Yes.
So they'd rather not acknowledge there's a problem. It's really a shame. And you know, the government seems to jump in when baseball players are using steroids. You got Joe Biden, then Senator Joe Biden on Capitol Hill, you know, telling people that he would have been a pro baseball player had it not been for steroids. That's a slap in the face to every hardworking athlete in the world. Steroids don't make the athlete. The athlete is the athlete first, and steroids may make them a better athlete, but steroids don't make the athlete. So the idea that he would have been a pro baseball player had it not been for his unwillingness to use steroids is preposterous, and just goes to show you that there's lying things that politicians say in general. But with that being said, how to clear my throat. The idea that our government steps in and grandstands about anabolic steroid use in baseball, but they're not doing a damn thing about forcing the NFL's hands to take care of their players, is just an example of how fraudulent our government really is. How they pick and choose what they decide to be, what is important for them to stand up for the rights of humans and what they turn their back on. That's it. Now, I understand these guys get paid millions of dollars and they know going in what the risks are. There's no doubt about that. But at least develop a strategy to mitigate the harm, mitigate the long-term harm and damage for these guys so they can have normal lives when they retire. That's all I'm saying. Look, boxers know you're going to get your bell rung. You're going to get knocked out. Brain damage is part of the job. But boxers get paid millions of dollars for title fights where they risk that kind of brain damage. And the same thing goes for them. The same thing goes for Dana White at the UFC. You guys need to step up and do the right thing so that these athletes, when they stop fighting, when they stop playing, you know, football, whenever they stop playing these sports, that there's a way to mitigate the long-term damage of their chosen sport. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying do away with football, do away with boxing, do it, but address the issue. Just address the issue and move past it.
Okay, speaking of moving past, let's move on. So there's been a lot of buzz about that new movie, speaking of movies, Superman versus Batman.
Yeah, yeah.
And I guess Ben Affleck is playing the role of Batman, and he apparently really trained and gained a lot of muscle.
How much muscle did
role.
He gain, and what period of time did they say?
I think 20 months is what it took for him to do.
2 years, 20 months.
Not quite 2 years, but.
Well, 24 months would have been 2 years.
And he weighs 231 pounds and is 7.7% body fat.
That's impressive. That's really impressive.
Oh, no, they dialed him back to 225 so that he'd look a little leaner, but he's at 7.7 body fat.
And so did they say where he started? If he's at 221 and his high was 230, whatever, did he start
198.
At 198. Yeah, that's good.
Oh, no, yeah, 198 pounds.
Yeah, that's realistic. You don't need drugs to do that kind of stuff. You just got to be eating a lot.
And that's what he weighed for a different movie that he was in. But evidently they had him eating egg whites and oatmeal, nuts and fruits, lean proteins, vegetables like cauliflower and broccoli, and protein shakes before and after his workouts.
You mean they didn't put him on a high-protein vegan diet? No, I'm only kidding.
No.
Now people are going to get mad at me for saying that. I'm just joking.
No.
No, so you know, because Hollywood's all about the vegan diet. But anyway, so that's a realistic amount of weight to put on in almost 2 years.
Yes.
That's really a very sensible amount of weight. Does Superman beat Batman? Because I got to believe Superman can beat Batman because Superman, I mean, other than kryptonite, you can't do anything to Superman. Batman is a human in a protective suit. I mean, you got to be able to harm him.
Yeah, I don't know. His trainer said that when asked what type of exercises he had Affleck doing, he just said they're fairly functional exercises that you'd find at his gym every day.
Yeah, probably deadlifts, squats, bench presses, you know, rowing movements, all the kind of stuff we train with here in this studio, in this community.
Said that he pulled the sled, you know, He pulled the sled to develop leg strength and power.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Were really you just scratching your back with a fork?
Yes, I was. My back is itchy, and I can't reach it. It's down below my shoulder blade, and I can't reach it. I can't reach around with my left arm. I can't get to it. It's driving me crazy.
He did chin-ups and pull-ups.
That's a great movement. Those are both great movements.
Yeah, so, I mean, just normal stuff that we do.
Yeah, the stuff we do every day.
Mm-hmm.
We are superhumans in this nation here.
Yes, we are.
So, anyway, what do you want to talk about next, Elisa Prof? Oh, I got to talk about one thing before we move on. Okay. So the whole purpose of an April Fool's joke is to actually fool people into thinking that it's real. Okay. So H&M ran ads in magazines that broke today, touting that they just launched the new Mark Zuckerberg line, a collection of clothing, and it's nothing but the same pair of jeans and the same gray T-shirt. And so people looked at that. And they knew right away, this is a joke. If you're going to launch a line, it's not one item 60 times. You know what I mean? And it was everybody got a good chuckle. But the hallmark of a really good April Fool's joke is people are actually fooled by it. So I have to say that we have one of the most successful April Fool's joke going right now in the nutrition community. We posted an image yesterday of our introducing our new flavor, and it's jelly donut. And we have so many people. I even got an email from a guy today who said, I wish you would have introduced banana next because that's really my favorite flavor. And I emailed him back and I said, you should have read the whole article. Everybody looked at the picture and they were like, oh, I can't wait to taste this. Even Rob Regish said, jelly donut, this should be great. Right? And so no one clicked the link to read the article that says not April Fools and why we would never introduce one of these ridiculous, bizarre flavors in Thrive Advanced. But I would say that we have a very successful April Fools joke going because most people believed that we were really introducing a jelly donut flavored protein powder.
Yes, they did. So I guess Yahoo must have had an April Fool's joke that said all Trader Joe's stores are closing by 2017.
Yeah, and everybody got all in a tizzy about that, right?
Right. And it says here, apparently Yahoo News doesn't understand that April Fool's jokes are only appropriate on April 1st, not March 31st.
Well, also, April Fool's jokes are only appropriate when you are the entity directing your April Fool's joke. So for me to say, you know, one of my competitors, let's say, is going out of business next year. You know, that's actually kind of slanderous. You know what I mean? That's a dangerous thing. I'm surprised Trader Joe's didn't. Maybe they cleared it with Trader Joe's first.
They may have.
Yeah, they had to have had. Because I don't think you could just say something like that. And oh, that's funny. Very funny. How about we take a break?
Okay.
And then we get on track. We've got lots of amazing stories to talk about today on Casual Friday. So we hope you stay with us. We'll be right back with more.
Nobel Prize-winning research shows telomeres are an important part of preventing cellular aging. Slowing down telomere shortenings promotes healthy cell replication and longevity. This is simple, folks. Supplement today with the longevity breakthrough of the century, Telos 95. Telos 95 provides the only scientifically validated telomere support ingredient in every capsule. Save 15% off when you use the code TELOS95. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Telos 95 banner ad. Age better with Telos 95, the cutting-edge technology that's a leap forward in the science of aging with research that was conducted by world experts on telomere analysis using worldwide patented technology.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results ultra-visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest high protein potato chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in 2 great tasting flavors, tropic fruit and raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Too much on your mind to fall asleep?
Oh, no.
It happens to all of us every now and then. Instead of counting sheep, count Sleep Factors, a naturopathic formulated blend that supports falling asleep naturally. No medicated numbing, no harsh interruptions of your body's natural flow. Sleep Factors work in harmony with your body and its natural rhythms, so sleep just happens naturally. Sleep Factors by Michael's Naturopathic Programs. You can find Sleep Factors and Michael's entire line of body-loving naturopathic formulations at your local health food store or online at michaelshealth.com. Practitioner formulated. Practitioner approved.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
One, two, three, go! One, two. Pay attention, boy.
Welcome back. Okay. What's the first story you want to talk about, Lisa?
So one of our listeners posted on my Facebook wall. I don't know if I'm supposed to say her name, so I won't. 103-pound woman's shocking medical diagnosis. Evidently, she's pre-diabetic.
Yeah.
And she's 103 pounds.
The reason this is important is because there's a lot of people, and we have friends like this. We have quite a few friends like
this.
And
we've talked about skinny fat for...
Ever.
Forever.
Right, right. Okay, so we have friends, and you have friends. Everybody out there knows people who... They eat a crap diet.
Say they can eat whatever they want.
And as long as they can still fit into their size 3 dress, or the guy can put on his size 36 pants, or 34 pants, or 32 pants, whatever it is, they think that they're fine. Oh, well, I'm fine because my physical footprint is that of what is considered a quote-unquote skinny person. But when you look at their blood work, you realize they're so sick. And it's just a matter of time before they stroke, have a heart attack, or something else. So this woman, who on the outside looks really good.
She's a very attractive woman. And, I mean, even her arms in the photo look somewhat.
Well, there's no muscle in her arms. They're just straight.
Yes.
But they're small.
They're small,
They
right.
have a very small form factor. Let's use that word, form factor. Her body has a very small form factor. She's petite by any standards at 103 pounds. She's pre-diabetic.
She's 5'2", and she has a 9-year-old daughter who is also pre-diabetic because they eat the same diet.
And so here's the interesting thing. She thinks that because she goes to IHOP 5 days a week, she admits going to IHOP 5 days a week and getting the cheesecake pancakes.
With a milkshake.
And a milkshake. But she does, the scale doesn't move from 103 pounds. That she's doing fine. What's happening to her is, because she's on an ultra low protein diet, when you look at her diet, she's eating nothing but refined sugars and starches and processed foods. And because she's on a very, very low protein diet, what's happening is her muscles are shrinking. They're being ravaged because the body needs those amino acids. It's not getting it in the diet. And the fat cells are being plumped up. So while her form factor is changing, the ratio of lean body mass to fat mass, I'm sorry, while her form factor is staying the same, the ratio of lean body mass to fat mass is changing. And so she thinks she's fine. Now her doctor's going to her, you have the same health risks of a person who's obese.
Her BMI is 18.6.
And this is why BMI is flawed.
Right.
Now look, I'll give her this. She's the exception to the rule. The average person who's living her life has a BMI. I didn't even know this. Do you know they have people with BMIs above 50?
Really?
Yeah. In the United States, yeah. There's people who have BMIs above 50. This is shocking to me. But there are plenty of people out there who you can tell that they're sick because they're so obese.
She said she was trying to gain weight but not realizing that she was damaging herself.
Yeah, she's gaining weight. She just doesn't understand that she's trading lean body mass for fat mass. And her 9-year-old daughter is pre-diabetic.
Yes.
Think about that.
I just said that.
I know. No, I'm repeating what you said.
Oh, okay.
And think about that. I'm not stealing your thunder.
No, I didn't say that.
Her 9-year-old daughter is pre-diabetic. And this is why I say, folks, you get your genetics from your parents, but you know what else you get from your parents? Your crappy lifestyle that is the reason for the diseases you develop.
So here it says just what you said. Since they are deficient in protein, their muscle is catabolized, used for energy, and they become thin in appearance. At the same time, all those carbs are stimulating insulin production, which causes fat gain. The classic blood test shows elevated triglycerides on their cholesterol panel. That's from their doctor.
Sure. And this is interesting because...
And there are so many people like that.
Well, and then there's the other side of the coin, and that is the people who you just look at and you go, oh my God, this person is 400 pounds. This person is 300 pounds. I mean, nowadays, obesity has taken an all new high in the amount of weight that average people are gaining. It used to be that a 400 pound person was a freak. They were called morbidly obese and they were freaks. Now you see 400 pound people in a crowd of 15 people. Now you just look and there's two people that are easily 400 pounds. According to, is it the World Health Organization? About the global obesity epidemic right now?
It's a new study that was just released.
World obese population hits 641 million global study finds. 641 million, that's twice, almost twice the population of the United States, right?
Yes.
Okay. And of course, United States and China are two of the fattest.
I was surprised about China. I would have thought maybe Mexico would have been on there.
Yeah, I don't know. Lowest BMIs were found in Swiss women, Bosnian men, and men in Britain the lowest BMIs in Europe were among Swiss women and Bosnian men. Men in Britain had the 10th highest BMI in Europe, and women the third highest in Europe. So the women are doing a lot better in Britain than
the Japanese adults had the lowest BMI of all the high-income countries.
Yeah. But this is, you know... And I've said this before, and I'll say it again until somebody picks up on this. But we're all in a tizzy about ISIS. And we are just upset about global warming. And meanwhile, the obesity epidemic is going to wipe us off the planet way before the planet gets becomes too hot, or way before ISIS figures out how to bomb everybody on the planet. People are becoming fatter and fatter and unhealthy. They're dying. Their children are going to die before they have children. We're going to just start wiping and complete genetics out of the gene pool as we move forward here. This is the biggest threat to civilization on planet Earth today, folks. It's not global warming. It's not who's going to be president next. It's not ISIS and terrorism in general. It's obesity. It's going to wipe our population or a large segment of our population off the planet. Remember, we've talked about great epidemics, right? The Black Plague, how many people it killed. Obesity is killing millions of people every single year. It's just not as noticeable because it just shaves 30 years off a life here and 20 years off a life
there. Part of the problem is people like this person, Rachel, the 103-pound woman, she wasn't educated on, she didn't know that eating like that was going to harm her because
she was educated, quite frankly, and I disagree with you, and I'll tell you why. Our government has no business recommending how people should eat. Our government has a vested interest in us eating the crops that are at the foundation of ill health today. You know, corn and grain and soy and these heavily sprayed crops and all the other crap that's going on there. And those are the crops that they want us to eat. And so they mandate a healthy plate made up of these particular foods. Our government doesn't understand nutrition and has no business recommending nutrition. That's the first problem right there.
She says, I wish someone had told me 10 years ago that just because you're thin doesn't mean you can eat what you want.
Right. Right.
So she thought she could eat what she wanted.
And you have a friend that's just like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to mention names or anything, but she's an attorney. I'll just say that. Mm-hmm. She thinks that because she still fits into her little pants that she's doing great. But meanwhile, she's afraid to eat more than one egg. And I'll bet you money. I'll bet you a year's salary that if we showed up at our house one morning and checked her blood sugar, it's 130 fasting. I'll bet money on it. So anyway, okay. We could take a break now, or you have another story you want to
talk
about?
Well, I wanted to just talk real quick about the best diet, according to a new Harvard study studies. They did 5 studies. The best diet for weight loss is the Mediterranean diet, according to them.
But it doesn't work for everybody. Look, the Mediterranean diet is a sensible diet, high in lean animal proteins and vegetables. That's the paleo diet. That's what it is.
Says the diet is the most effective for shedding pounds in comparison to a low-fat, a low-carb, and the ADA diet, American Diabetes Association diet.
Since we're talking about Harvard, I want to throw this in before we take our break. So there was a Facebook discussion going around that forced me to do a little research. What if I told you that Harvard University has stockpiled between tuition and grant money, what they call endowments, $32 billion. What if I told you that Harvard has $32 billion socked away? This is a school that actually made the Forbes 500 list last year. Okay? Now, we're talking about, in politics today, giving kids free education. And my opinion is this. Places of higher learning are gouging parents and kids for educations that do not produce sustainable, better incomes. Okay? And they're charging so much for these degrees, many of them that won't even get you a job today. And people have to take loans out for these degrees. We don't need a free education. We need someone to step in and look at these universities and go, how can you charge $50,000 a year for this degree? How could you charge $42,000 for a 2-year degree? Where are these numbers coming from? Who made these numbers? Where are the metrics? How could a university like Harvard amassed $32 billion. So somebody said, well, if so-and-so is elected, we'll have free education for every poor kid. If Harvard took half of that money, they could educate every free poor kid in the country who wants to go to college. If they took $15 billion, they could give an education to every kid who can't afford to go to college tomorrow morning. How do these schools do this? How does they've got more money amassed than some small countries make in their gross domestic product every single year. That's all I want to say about that.
Okay, so back to the diet. It says here, if you incorporate the Mediterranean diet for days, if you can't change your ways and just incorporate it for days, that you want to eat clean. And yeah. The reason why I wanted to say that statement was just because everybody's talking about eating clean now.
Yeah.
And what does that mean?
Yeah.
You know, it's different for different people.
Yeah. So a vegetarian thinks eating clean is eating vegetables and no beef. And a person who's eating a high protein diet thinks that it's meaning eating exclusively high
but also,
lean protein.
So also, I mean, the vegetarian could be eating vegetables that are loaded with pesticides.
Yeah.
And the meat eater could be eating, non-grass-fed beef, or beef that's been fed
hormones.
Yeah. Exactly.
So I think the best analysis of what eating clean means is whatever dietary template that you have adopted, you stick to it 80, 90, 100% of the time. That's what eating clean means. And now, are all those dietary templates sensible and healthy? No, not at all. So eating clean has become a meaningless word, like training your core, or natural ingredients. I mean, these are words that the lemmings of the world, I'm eating clean now.
Now we need to come up with another term because they took our eating clean term.
Yeah, yeah. Now it doesn't have any meaning anymore. All right, let's do this. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
Michael's naturopathic programs feature synergistically complete targeted formulas that utilize the healing power of nature, nourish the specific systems, treat the whole person, and do no harm. They are designed to give results, like Michael's popular Adrenal Extra, known as Energy Support, which is ideal for people with stressful lifestyles. It contains nutrients that support energy processes in the body, complemented with herbs. Michael's naturopathic programs are available at local health food stores or on the web at michaelshealth.com.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense result-producing and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
MadeByHemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils high in CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at MadeByHemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to MadeByHemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. MadeByHemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert, but this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. So every now and again on Casual Friday, we have to talk about vaccines.
Yes, we do. And now is the time.
Now is the time.
So I guess Robert De Niro, does he promote the Tribeca Film Festival? Or he's behind it.
No,
I think he started it.
Yeah, he started Tribeca Films, I think. That was his brand.
Well, they were going to have a screening of a documentary that promotes the anti-vaccination movement.
Right.
And it was called, it is called Vaxxed, V-A-X-X-E-D, From Cover-Up to Catastrophe.
Right.
And this movie was directed by Andrew Wakefield, who was the doctor over there in the UK, who was supposedly the whistleblower, and they call him a quack. They stripped him of all of his.
The only reason why they call him a quack is because the companies that have to lose on his findings forced his hand
to retract
his research.
Right.
So now he's a quack.
So evidently, first of all, Robert De Niro and his wife have a child with autism.
And they are convinced that their child became autistic immediately after being vaccinated. And how can you tell them they're wrong?
He says, I have a child with autism and believe it is critical that all of the issues surrounding the causes of autism be openly discussed and examined.
I agree.
He says, in the 15 years since the Tribeca Film Festival was founded, I've never asked for a film to be screened or gotten involved in the programming. However, this is very personal to me and my family, and I want there to be a discussion, which is why we will be screening Vaxxed.
Right.
Well, he must have gotten a lot of pressure from a lot of people because they retracted it and said they aren't going to screen it now.
Very sad. Very sad. And a lot of people were hailing him. You know, a lot of parents were hailing him for doing this. But you know what? He's just another human being. And we're talking about companies that are the richest, most powerful companies in the world, pharmaceutical companies. They set their sights on you. They'll destroy you and everybody you know.
Well, I think it's awful that because, you know, that you say free speech. So why can't we show both sides of the coin?
Why
can't we show this side of the coin?
You just found out it's not free speech. It's only free speech if what you say doesn't threaten big business. If what you say threatens money from being pulled out of big business, it's no longer free speech. I mean, look at concussion. Look at the NFL. Not to come back to that, but look at that. So, and, you know, my position on vaccines, I believe, is the most unique that you'll hear out there because I believe it's right. I don't think the problem is vaccination. We've talked about this. You know, the plague was when they first, in England, was when they first discovered how to vaccinate. They would actually take the pus from the pustules on these people who had the plague and scrape somebody's skin and infect them with it. And that person would develop a fever for a couple nights, come out of it, and bam, they were resistant to it. So what we're seeing here is classic hormesis. If you give the body a little poison, it becomes stronger. Okay? The problem isn't the vaccination process and hormesis. The problem is the commercial production of vaccines with all this other crap that is exclusively for the mass production and shelf life purposes.
Well, also, too, people who believe in vaccines, they love to bash people who don't believe in vaccines.
Right.
They call them tinfoil
hat wearing. Right.
And it's kind of like the vegans, how they attack
you.
They attack you if you, but we have this is my choice. If I don't want to be vaccinated, then that's my choice.
Here's a sidebar article. Anti-vaxxers, the privilege of putting everyone else at risk. In other words, those of us who refuse to vaccinate, we're putting everybody else at risk. Now, think about
that. That's what they're saying.
Think about this for a second. I'm going to reduce this to an analogy that's easy to understand. You and I are both cops. We deal in a world of danger. I decide not to wear a bulletproof vest. You decide to wear a bulletproof vest. We get into a shootout, and we are hammered with bullets. Your bulletproof vest protects you from dying. My bulletproof, the lack of my bulletproof vest does not protect me, and I die. Agree?
Okay.
Okay. Now, if the pro-vaccine group was being fed the truth, keep in mind the pro-vaccinators are getting their information from the companies that make the vaccines. Okay? They're saying, those people out there who aren't vaccinating are putting your children at risk. How could that be? My child has the bulletproof vest on. Your child doesn't. If your child isn't protected, your child gets hurt. So how is it that those of us who choose not to vaccinate are putting those at risk who choose to vaccinate if they are protected? Wait a minute. Maybe the vaccines don't work so well and they don't want people to know that.
Okay, so here that leads us to the next article, which is measles detected in California school with number of high unvaccinated children.
Now, and I asked one question. I didn't read the article. And the first question I asked Elisa, because I am a critical thinker, was, were they able to discern between how many of the children who got the measles were vaccinated versus wasn't vaccinated? And interestingly enough, that bit of the most crucial information is omitted from the article. Now, if you are really interested in the truth, wouldn't you say, how many kids got vaccinated? How many kids didn't? How many of them got the measles that got vaccinated? How many of them did? What if, in fact, all the kids who weren't vaccinated didn't get the measles? Then how do you make a strong argument for them exposing everybody else to the measles? But see, the CDC does this too every year. The same damn thing, and it frustrates the hell out of me. They go, the flu is going to reach a pandemic level. And they show statistics about it's hitting Wisconsin, it's hitting Delaware, it's hitting Florida, it's hitting all these places. Meanwhile, people are going out in a frenzy getting the flu vaccine, right? They're going to Walgreens, they're going to CVS, they're going to the doctor. Give me the flu vaccine, give me the flu vaccine. What they never tell you is how many of the people in that pandemic that got the flu vaccine. Because if you had that information, then you could make a sensible decision. You could go, wait a minute, how is it that 80% of the people who got the flu vaccine got the flu, and only 30% of the people who didn't get the vaccine got the flu? Because they don't want you to know that. They don't want you to have information where you can make logical choices and decisions. And that in and of itself shoots holes in the whole pro-vaccine movement. If the vaccine is so great, put it out there. Say, look, 80% of the people who got the vaccine didn't get the flu. It works. Or all those kids that got the measles in California, they didn't get the measles vaccine. It works. They leave that information out, and I tell you why. Because believe me, folks, believe me. If the information was weighted in their favor, they'd let it out. But it's not weighted in their favor, so they hold it back.
So I guess there is going to be a screening in New York City of Vaxxed. It's called Angelica Film Center,
mm-hmm.
And it's this Friday, or today, it's today.
I wish I could go see it.
I wish I could, too. Hopefully, I mean, I'd like to email Dr. Wakefield and ask him to come on the show, and also maybe they could have it up on YouTube or put it somewhere where everybody can view it.
Yeah, we should all be able to see this movie. People need to be able to see this movie.
And it's a shame that they're not able to show this to the masses, like just go to the theater and see it.
People should have vax parties where we can download the movie and watch it as a community. That's what we should do. But anyway, do we have anything else to talk about vaccines there?
The only other thing I wanted to mention really quick is that there was a company over in China that was
making tainted vaccines.
Selling potentially dangerous vaccines since 2010. Since 2010, they were an unlicensed business. And evidently, they were not only an unlicensed business, but they weren't storing the vaccines properly.
Mishandling them.
They were mishandling them, and they just found out, and 300 of the residents in China were arrested over it. But you have people who have been getting these tainted vaccines over there. So now it talks about the Chinese population who are fleeing China to go to safe zones for vaccines.
Yeah.
And they're only using, there in China, they're only allowing young children to get the safe vaccines, and other people aren't able to get them.
Yeah. Well, children always first, and that's the right thing to do. All right, let's take a break. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage, promote joint mobility and flexibility, replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles." And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegish.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. Made by Hemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils high in CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at MadeByHemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to MadeByHemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. MadeByHemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise With Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
No need for intros. Welcome back. No need for intro. It's Elisa Profumo rocking the mic here. At the Superhuman Nation. Rock the mic, Elisa. Come on.
I am rocking the mic.
Okay.
Can't you see it?
Yeah, look, it's
back
moving
back and forth.
Okay.
So what are we talking about next?
You pick.
Carl Lenore.
You pick. Want to talk about long-term vegetarian diets and how they change the human DNA?
Sure. Let's do.
So a study was just published. I actually have the original paper somewhere that shows that there are changes in DNA in the populations that eat vegetarian diets for long terms. And those changes actually predispose people to higher degrees of cancer.
Inflammation.
Inflammation, obviously, and cancer when they also consume diets high in vegetable oils, high omega-6 vegetable oils, polyunsaturated fatty acids.
And I was just getting ready to say, does it have anything to do with the ratio between the omega-6 and the omega-3s?
It may not. It also could have, remember, vegetarians and vegans are different. Vegetarians may eat eggs, may eat fish, they may drink dairy.
I saw where Scott Burbank posted on that post that he was eating seafood.
Yeah, and I know. I'm proud of Scott. Scott is really a great guy. I've gotten to know Scott over online because he's been listening to the show for a long time. And he's just like the rest of us. He's just in search of the truth. He has no agenda. It's not like, I'm not going to eat fish because I feel sorry for fish. But he, like most of us, are confused. Like, today, this is the right way to eat. Tomorrow, that's the right way to eat. In fact, I think his wife gives him a hard time because he's like, well, I'm going to go keto for a while and I'm going to go vegetarian for a while. And
well, I think in that process, you find what works for you.
Yes.
And then you do what works for you, not what works for everybody else.
And that's why you have the strength of character to stick up for what you eat, what works for you. You're absolutely right. But what they discovered was in populations like in India, where these people are lifelong transgenerational vegetarians, there are changes to the DNA that predispose them to a higher degree of inflammation. And quite frankly, something else I discovered in this study that I didn't know about, there was another study that it was linked to. You know how they show you studies that are referenced in a study? One of the studies shows that there's a higher degree of colon cancer in vegetarians than meat eaters.
I was just getting ready to read that. It says here the finding may help explain previous research which found vegetarian populations are nearly 40% more likely to suffer colorectal cancer than meat eaters. And people think
it's the other way around.
It's the other way around.
I know. And so, I actually posted that study on LinkedIn. And there's a lot of vegetarian/vegans on LinkedIn, believe it or not. A lot of people that promote that diet. Well, of course, they jumped all over me. That study is rubbish. One guy said, that study is rubbish. I guess since a dog has a tail and a cat has a tail, they're both the same. And, like, the study doesn't say that. The study is saying that in long-term vegetarian populations where transgenerationally we see genetic mutations from their diet, they are prone to higher degrees of inflammation.
So that goes back to people believe what they want to believe.
Well, no, what it really comes
when
to
that, the person that said that study is rubbish.
It's because people who choose to be vegetarians and vegans tend to, not all of them. There's some of them who do really well, like Paula Mariani, who lives in Arizona. She doesn't eat a lot of meat. It works well for her. My mother didn't eat a lot of meat. It worked well for her, you know? But those are people who discover what works well for them, right? Mm-hmm. Then there's this whole other group who choose what to eat based on ideology, okay? Eating vegetables will bring greater self-awareness. I don't want to harm animals. That's an ideology. That's not like, wow, when I eat this way, I feel great. When I eat that way, I feel terrible, okay? The majority of people who choose to be vegetarians and vegans do it because it's trendy. It's right now our government is promoting it, right? Everybody in government and in media is telling people, oh, meatless Mondays and get off the meat and start eating more vegetables. And, you know, it's like, and not even talking about all the other side stuff like the pesticides and herbicides and glyphosate that you're consuming. Forget all that. This whole idea that, oh, it's so much better to eat vegetables. And that may be true for one person, but not for another.
Well, I like vegetables. I like fruits. And I think that you need a good balance.
Yes. Do you know what Elaine Lalane said? 90 years old, sharper than most of the people I know, gets up and exercises every single day, is living life to its fullest at 90 years old. And she said, you know, I eat everything in moderation. I don't stay away from any one thing, but I don't eat a lot of any one thing. So there you go. It's about balance, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's about balancing the foods that work for you. I bet you there's a couple things that Elaine Lalane learned a long time ago, don't agree with her, and she just doesn't eat those anymore.
Just like me.
Yes.
Just like
me. That's my point. So it's more about finding out what works for you. But yeah, so when, now keep in mind, India is a country driven by ideology. Okay? The diet there is driven by ideology. Indian people, and please, if there's somebody in the audience can correct me if I'm wrong, I want to be corrected. But it's my understanding that the Indian people feel sorry for animals, they feel sorry for bugs, so they eat only vegetables. They eat a vegetarian diet because they feel sorry, like the cow is a sacred animal. So clearly they're not going to be eating hamburger. So that's a diet driven by ideology. It's not like, oh, we figured out what works best for us. It's like, this is the way God wants us to eat, so we're going to eat that way. But what we know now is that there are problems when you're a vegetarian and you teach your child to be a vegetarian and they teach their child to be a vegetarian, there's going to be a higher risk of cancer. That's it.
And I have invited the authors on, by the way.
Good. And we'll ask them lots of good questions, too.
Okay. Just real quick, I got this. I get lots of different newsletters. I got this one, and they were talking about how you should eat a superhuman breakfast. And I told Carl, everybody is using superhuman term now.
So this show is in its 11th year. When we came out with Superhuman Radio, my friend Jesse Rivest, who I was working with at the time, really is the one who constructed the name. I had a bunch of different names, and he said, Superhuman Radio sounds really good, and we went with that. Keep in mind that there was nothing superhuman out there then. There was no superhuman television. There was no make me superhuman. There was no superhuman coach. There was no superhuman anything.
Superhuman food pyramid.
Yeah, there was none of that stuff, right? And lo and behold, now we have superhuman coaching. There's even a guy on YouTube that is doing a superhuman radio show on YouTube. And I emailed him and I said, dude, there is already a superhuman radio show. He never responded. There's guys out there that are promoting that they're their superhuman coach, the superhuman gym. Everything's superhuman now. So I guess I'm ahead of my time.
I guess you're a trendsetter.
I'm ahead of my time. What can I say?
So anyway, she's promoting the superhuman breakfast, and it's like very involved. You know, you have to cook this and do this and clean this and
Who has
time in the morning to do all that?
Is it a breakfast that we would embrace in this audience?
Two eggs, unlimited greens, optional veggies include zucchini, tomatoes, mushrooms, anything that's fresh, and then a cup of starchy veggies and a half a cup of fermented veggies.
So it's really two eggs and all veggies.
Yes.
Hardly a superhuman breakfast. Hardly. I mean, really, let's be honest, okay? I mean, if she said six eggs... or eight eggs.
Well,
I would have said, yeah, that's good.
So let's talk about that for a second, because when you were in Montana and you posted the six eggs with the pile of bacon,
yeah,
you got some backlash from some people saying that was enough to last you for 2 days.
Yeah, and that wasn't. It wasn't. Obviously, I was hungry 3 hours, 3 hours later, so that's not true.
Well, so why do some people think that that's too much for breakfast?
That's what they've been taught. Their family, their mom.
Somebody said that, and it was a guy who said that. It wasn't a woman.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, I saw that. No, I mean, each his own. Maybe he can't eat that much. Maybe that's him, you know? I mean, I do very well with higher caloric intake. But then again, I train really hard.
But what you had was fat and protein.
Yeah.
There were no carbs.
No, none at all. Now, if I would have had pancakes, people would have been like, oh, that's so good.
And then you posted the cinnamon roll, and people came out and said, I can't believe you post those posts. And you were...
Joel Ja must not have read the post. He must not have read it because he said, I'm confused, Carl. You talk about eating healthy and then you post pictures of these types of things. What are you trying to, aren't you confusing your audience? And I said, Joel, you must not have read the post because I was making jokes about the people who eat these kind of things. So yeah, he thought that I shouldn't post pictures like that anymore. It's confusing.
Okay.
We have to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about breast milk and unpasteurized
raw milk.
So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SuperhumanRadio to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use Superhuman Curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics to
the health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Nobel Prize-winning research shows telomeres are an important part of preventing cellular aging. Slowing down telomere shortenings promotes healthy cell replication and longevity. This is simple, folks. Supplement today with the longevity breakthrough of the century, Telos 95. Telos 95 provides the only scientifically validated telomere support ingredient in every capsule. Save 15% off when you use the code TELOS95. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Telos 95 banner ad. Age better with Telos 95, the cutting-edge technology that's a leap forward in the science of aging with research that was conducted by world experts on telomere analysis using worldwide patented technology.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, livonlabs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Sega.
Sonic, wait up!
Welcome back.
What is this?
The song? It's the Yin Yang Twins, but it's at the old Sega Sonic game intro. Okay.
Okay, so I love it when our listeners send me information, and this is a really good find thanks to Amy Lee. Pediatrics Journal says to stop calling breastfeeding natural.
And before we get into this, and we're going to get into this, because this is going to be a heated discussion, I can promise you, because these people are idiots. But if any one thing on this planet in existence should be and can be referred to as natural, it is breast milk, because there is nothing else made by nature specifically to be food for humans. Nothing. Not honey, not eggs, not fish, not, you know, teriyaki chicken. Those are all things we've adapted. We've figured out we can eat and we can do well with. But there's only one thing created by nature to be food for humans, and that's breast milk. So just on that point alone, you know that this journal has a distorted and devious agenda.
Well, they obviously have an agenda. It says here that the Journal of Pediatrics is calling on health professionals to stop saying that breastfeeding is natural, arguing that doing so gives the impression that natural parenting practices are healthier. Well, they are healthier. The authors have started a public campaign to end the positive use of the word natural. So you can't use word natural here, but you can in foods that really aren't natural.
Right, right.
Claiming that it is associated with such problematic practices as home birth, homeschooling, and the rejection of GMO foods, and that natural parenting movements are interfering with vaccination efforts.
You know what I just had an image of in my head? I posted this on Facebook. Do you remember the article that appeared in some news magazine, a paper printed news magazine back in the 50s that said, 95 out of 100 doctors recommend Camel cigarettes to their patients. You remember that?
Yes.
This is what that image is what I see when I hear what you're reading from this journal. I see a bunch of physicians who have been co-opted, compromised, corrupted, crippled mentally by big business to write this article. Because think about the things that they have just railed against. These are all segments that make a lot of money. You know what an OBGYN makes? You know what a hospital makes to deliver a baby? I'm talking about $25,000, $30,000 to deliver a baby between the OBGYN cost, the everything in line, boom. Okay? Homeschooling is no good. There are a lot of people who have been homeschooled that go on to be amazing adults, but that challenges schools like Harvard being able to amass $32 billion.
Whatever happened to, it's our choice. Whatever happened
yes.
to that?
And that's the problem with government in general today, okay? We are too stupid to care for ourselves, so we need government to keep us from eating poop, because we would eat poop if it wasn't for government telling us not to.
We should think twice before referencing the natural in breastfeeding promotion, even if it motivates women to breastfeed.
Shame on
So whatever happened to thinking about what's best for that child?
Yeah, shame on these obviously corrupted physicians leading this charge. And you know what? The jury is out on genetically modified foods. And guess what? Do you remember? Here's something you don't know. Maybe you do, but maybe you don't. So remember the French scientist who published a study about glyphosate causing cancer in the laboratory rats?
Uh-huh.
Okay. What's the last thing you know about that?
That he had to retract it?
Right. Did you know that it's now been accepted?
No.
No, because you don't hear the media giving this guy any fanfare.
So who accepted it?
He won. He won. The articles were peer-reviewed again, and other scientists agreed with him, and he was able to publish his study. Now, have you heard that his study was reaccepted?
When did this happen?
About 2 months ago.
We should get him on the show.
So, but look what I'm trying to show you here is, okay? The media, these types of journals, they have agendas. If they didn't have agendas, you would have known that his paper ended up being accepted. You only knew that it was retracted. Oh, he's crazy. Just like the guy that you were talking about that did the...
Andrew Wakefield.
Yeah. Oh, he's crazy. Look, he had to retract his study because he's crazy. Well, when they accepted it, nobody said, hey, you know that guy that we thought was crazy? It turns out he's right about glyphosate and cancer. No, you don't hear that. And if that doesn't prove to you that the media is completely corrupt, then nothing will. Because no one picked up that story. Where's the equal time? Okay, sorry about that. I just get so damn aggravated about this stuff.
This is just totally bizarre.
So you shouldn't talk about breast milk being natural for babies. No, but formula is probably natural, right, Doc? The soy formula with the high phytoestrogen content in it, and the things that you consider safe, like xanthan gum and carrageenan as thickeners, and the synthetic vitamin D instead of the natural vitamin D that it's fortified with. That's all good stuff, Doc, right? Because people make money on that.
So I guess Alex Leaf posted yesterday a new study that shows glyphosate is not detectable in human breast milk.
So this is a perfect example. This is a great discussion on the heels of what I just said about the retraction and then the acceptance of that scientist's paper, and no one knew about it, right?
Right.
This paper was published in the Journal of Nutrition that there was no residual glyphosate detected or its metabolites in breast milk that was tested. What they don't tell you in the paper is that three of the nine scientists were working for Monsanto. And guess where they tested the breast milk?
They received $10,000 from Monsanto as an unrestricted grant, and the breast milk and urine samples were analyzed at a Monsanto facility.
Right. Now you tell me what, okay, let me back up. So could Monsanto have been telling the truth? Yes. Could they be lying? Yes. Let me just remind you of one thing. Merck lied about the research on Vioxx and killed 55,000 adults. The FDA allowed them to do it and just said, oh, they lied to us. No one went to jail. That was it, right? So if you don't think Monsanto may lie, then you just need to go and look at Merck. They lied. They lied to get their drug Vioxx on the market, and they killed 55,000 people in the aftermath. So you don't think Monsanto would lie about this, would tweak something, would change something? Shame on you.
Okay, so Alex wrote that he finds the manuscript rather amusing, as literally everything written in the introduction and discussion puts a positive spin on Monsanto and upright dismisses or ignores research documenting ill health effects of exposure. Instead, the authors refer back to the fact that glyphosate is deemed safe by the European Food Standard Authority and EPA numerous times.
Yeah, the EPA, another useless organization. Another useless organization, okay? Look, folks, if you believe this study, then go on. Don't worry about glyphosate being in breast milk. There are studies in Europe that show that there's glyphosate in breast milk done by German scientists who had no tie to Monsanto. Okay? So that means that if glyphosate fails or glyphosate wins, it means nothing to them. Okay? Monsanto has a vested interest in glyphosate. Glyphosate sales are plummeting all around the world, and they're in trouble. So this is just a desperate attempt to try to get someone to pay attention to these lies. That's all this is. And let me ask you this. Where are the scientific, where is the conscience of science asking them to retract this study because it was done in a Monsanto lab and three of the guys were on the payroll of Monsanto, and something is so obvious to anyone that the whole thing sounds like a PR spin pro Monsanto. Where are the people crying for them to retract this? No. This is the problem, folks. That's why you must use critical thinking to navigate your life today, because you are being lied to every second of the day, every second of the day. So you have to know what is truth and what is potentially lie on your own, on your own. This is a shame. I still say glyphosate we're gonna be all dead and gone. 300-400 years from now, they're going to look back at glyphosate just like they looked at everything else that we've done that have hurt populations.
Yeah, people are educating themselves. I heard something on television the other day that soda sales have declined so much that companies like Pepsi and Coca-Cola are trying to find ways to stay relevant. Like they've made smaller sizes of Pepsi.
Right. They've told you can clean your toilet bowl with Coke.
I don't know if they posted that, but I mean.
Yeah, no, I'm just joking. I mean, you know, you can clean your toilet with Coke, so that's a good use to buy Coca-Cola.
But people are getting the message and people are educating themselves and the internet is making that possible.
Yes.
And that's why you hear people say, well, don't believe everything you read on the internet.
Because they want to, you know what it is?
They want to make you question.
Yes, but it's true. You shouldn't believe everything you read on the internet. But what is important about it is that you are reading these things and it's making you question and seek the truth. Because when you seek the truth, you start to see the holes in the lies. And like this lie about glyphosate be showing up in breast milk. We don't even know anything about the mothers who donated the breast. We don't know anything about how it was handled. We don't, there's so many areas that a scientific study can be detoured into ending up at the results that you want.
It says here that sales of full-calorie soda have plummeted by more than 25% in the United States alone. And that's just the full-calorie sodas. Yeah. It's not the diet sodas.
Well, and the diet sodas will come under fire again in years to come as well because of the chemicals that are in them. And that's going to come. But you know what? You're right. There's an enlightenment going on and people are becoming smarter. And that's a wonderful thing. Remember, the new evolutionary selection pressure is where you get your information from. If you're getting your information from the mainstream, you're going to be like that 103-pound girl who's rotting away on the inside and going to die. But she doesn't think so because she still fits into her size 2 jeans. So where you get your information from is important, folks. Stay tuned.
Crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest high protein potato chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all 4 forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
Made by Hemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils high in CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at madebyhemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to madebyhemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. Madebyhemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
Nobel Prize-winning research shows telomeres are an important part of preventing cellular aging. Slowing down telomere shortenings promotes healthy cell replication and longevity. This is simple, folks. Supplement today with the longevity breakthrough of the century, Telos 95. Telos 95 provides the only scientifically validated telomere support ingredient in every capsule. Save 15% off when you use the code TELOS95. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Telos 95 banner ad. Age better with Telos 95, the cutting-edge technology that's a leap forward in the science of aging with research that was conducted by world experts on telomere analysis. analysis using worldwide patented technology.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles." And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back.
So, I have what you need to know about raw milk.
Where did you get this information from?
Foodsafety.gov.
Oh, yeah, because the government tells the truth about everything. Yes. The government is the truth.
They say that drinking raw milk can cause death, chronic disorders, paralysis, kidney failure, vomiting, stomach cramping, and diarrhea. Mm-hmm.
Well, everything causes diarrhea. Just write that off to anything. But the other one that I thought was interesting that you read to me this morning was that they're trying to implicate the transference of prions in raw milk and even in cheeses made but not aged from unpasteurized milk. So if everybody remembers mad cow disease back, how long ago was that? Jeez, it's 15 years ago. Mad cow disease was in the media, and they were talking about these prions, and if you eat the beef from mad cows, you can end up with something called Guillain-Barré syndrome, which is
human.
That's
what they said here, too, that you can get Guillain-Barré syndrome from raw milk. But people do get Guillain-Barré. I'm just hit my microphone.
That's
sorry.
Okay.
They do get it from vaccines.
So I want to. So, yes, but I want to read that a little bit. I want to Google something real fast here with heat. I want to see something because I have. It's been so long that I've just thought about this, that I'm almost positive that you cannot kill prions with heat. In fact, that was the whole discussion. Back in the day when mad cow disease was around, they were saying, look, even if you cook your beef properly, you could still get the prions because they're resistant to heat. And the Lion Gov page here is saying, well, raw milk can transfer these prions to you because it's not pasteurized, and thus raw milk can give you Guillain-Barré syndrome, which is basically mad cow disease in humans, just so you know. The prions infest the brain. And so they are resistant to heat. I was right. So they are prions are resistant to heat, radiation, and radiation, okay? So this means that cooking the, like they told us back then, cooking beef is not going to kill the prions. If you're eating beef from a mad cow, you're going to get Guillain-Barré syndrome. And what they're extrapolating here is that if you're drinking raw milk because it's not pasteurized, you have a higher probability of getting Julian Barr because those prions in the milk are going to be transferred to you. What they fail to acknowledge in that article by the government, remember the government is the highest up agency dictating all the facts to the little people who are too stupid to care for themselves down below, right? What they're failing to say is, oh, by the way, pasteurization at 120, 130, 140 degrees is not going to kill prions. So chances are, if there's prions in milk, even if it's pasteurized and you're buying it at Kroger's, you're in trouble. Now, the good news is the dairy and cattle industry jumped on the whole mad cow thing. They actually discovered it was coming from a fly wipe that they were using, that they were wiping onto the cows.
And you don't hear anything about that.
No, they eliminated that fly wipe and mad cow disease miraculously went away.
And like you said this morning when we were discussing this, if raw milk killed people, it would have killed people hundreds of years ago.
Yeah, we wouldn't be here today because remember, folks, before the 1920s, there was no pasteurization of milk. So before the 1920s, all we drank was raw milk. So if raw milk killed people, we would have wiped out the population by now. And you would have never saw the reference in the Bible. Remember, whether you read the Bible, believe in the Bible or not, the reference, the land of milk and honey, was supposed to imply abundance and wonderful life. They would have never used milk and honey as the reference for abundance and a wonderful life if people were dying from drinking milk. Okay? Religion told people to stop eating pork because when you cooked pork, when you didn't cook it enough, the trichinosis parasites got into you and you developed trichinosis and you died from it. So guess what? Religion wrote out pork. Well, don't eat pork. That'll kill you. Okay? Muslim people, in Islam, Jewish people, they don't eat pork because they knew that people who ate pork died. Okay? So believe me, if milk was bad, it would have been in the Bible as and he who drank the milk dieth. That's what it would have been. And it's not that way.
Okay, so switching gears here a little bit, I want to talk about the antidepressant Paxil.
Okay.
So evidently Paxil has been shown to cause major birth defects.
Interesting.
Paxil is linked to a 23% increase in risk for major congenital malformations in the first trimester, and a 28% higher risk of heart defects.
That's sad. That's significant. That's significant. That means in 100 women who are having babies who happen to be on Paxil through their pregnancy, 28 of those kids may be born with a heart problem.
Evidently.
That's high.
It's very high. According to Fox News, in the majority of cases, mild to moderate depression, psychotherapy and exercise regimens are valid treatment options.
Right.
But left untreated, depression during pregnancy associated with underweight babies who are more likely to wind up in a neonatal intensive care, previous research has found. Pregnant women with uncontrolled depression may not eat well or keep up with prenatal visits, and in the most severe cases, they may be at an increased risk for suicide. So
they're trying to balance. So what they're trying to say is, look, yes, it's true, 28 of these kids will be born with a heart problem, but chances are a lot of them would have been born undernourished anyway because the mother's not going to take care of them. So what they're basically saying is, yeah, Paxil's dangerous, and being a depressed mother is dangerous. So it's a wash, you know.
It
one
says
or the other.
Antidepressants fall into a gray area during pregnancy. So with insufficient evidence to definitely prove any harm or benefits, often doctors may reserve drugs for women with more severe depression. Couldn't the depression be caused by a woman's hormones that are being over the board during pregnancy?
That is exactly what it's caused by. That's what when a woman delivers a baby, that's what postpartum depression is caused from. The estrogen and progesterone levels are trying to get back to normal.
So couldn't they address that portion of it?
No, because Paxil is more expensive. What are you going to do, put a woman on hormones? They're going to take her hormones and say, oh, you need progesterone.
You need
shots?
A little progesterone while you're pregnant. You don't have enough.
That's the right thing to do. No, but they'll give them Paxil instead. You know, And again, this kind of comes full circle to the whole discussion we were having before about, well, you know, Monsanto publishes this study and said there's no glyphosate in breast milk, and there's other studies out there that show there is.
Well,
you know,
a few months ago, I was reading the studies, and two studies came out and said women should not take antidepressants if they're pregnant. Then, like a week later, another study came out and said antidepressants are fine for women while pregnant.
Yeah. And so, see, what they love is they figure if you're confused, there's a higher number of you that will continue to go on and take your Paxil. If you just don't know what the right thing to do is, you'll keep doing what you've been doing. But all I have to do is ask you, look, you're building a human being inside your body. You're not even supposed to drink alcohol or smoke cigarettes. You really think you should be taking pharmaceutical drugs? I mean, truthfully. These things get to the baby's brain. We know that. We know that women who take NSAIDs while they're pregnant, it drops the testosterone levels. If you're having a baby boy, all of a sudden the signal to the baby to be a boy is shut down if you start taking NSAIDs.
Okay, so for Paxil's insert, you know, where it has all of the drug interactions, yeah, and you shouldn't, the side effects, which is a page long, it says, in highlighted, it says, do not start or stop taking this medicine during pregnancy without your doctor's advice.
Yeah. And your doctor's not going to advise you to stop once you're on it. It's sad. I just feel bad. You know, I just feel bad for unwitting people out there who just follow their doctor's every whimsical suggestion. You know, get on this drug, get on that drug. Let's try this, let's try that. I mean, I feel bad for people who go, okay, doc. All right, well, you're the doc, you know.
One of the side effects of Paxil is passing gas.
Is it really?
Yes. I don't know why I find that so funny.
Because farts are funny. Farts make people laugh. So, but one of the nastier side effects you just said to me during the break is erectile dysfunction.
Right. Change in a sense of taste, a drugged feeling, a feeling of unreality.
Yeah, that's when people start committing suicide and killing their entire families. And then no one knows that they were on antidepressants because nobody comes forth and says this person was on antidepressants. They check for cocaine and they check for steroids.
Lack of emotion, a lump in the throat, problems with memory, sneezing, tightness in the throat, trouble concentrating, voice changes, weight loss, yawning, watering of the eyes. It goes on and on and on.
I mean,
on.
These are nasty. You know what? If there was a food.
Pain during sexual intercourse, menstrual changes.
If there was a food that had these kind of side effects, but people loved eating it anyway, the Food and Drug Administration would take it off the market tomorrow morning. But yet they let these pharmaceutical companies poison people every day in this country. I said it before. The Food and Drug Administration needs to be dismantled completely. All of the top people need to be thrown in jail to send a signal to the people that are going to be coming in after them. And they need to just start over again.
Well, you know, I hate to say this, but shame on those doctors if they're prescribing these, especially to pregnant women.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree with you. Shame on any doctor that puts a pregnant woman on any pharmaceutical drug that isn't something that is going to absolutely save her life. I mean, she's dying of something, and you've got to do something now to rescue her. That's a different story. Yeah, I agree with you. Very sad. Very sad. All right. Do we have anything uplifting to talk about?
I think so. Is it time for a break or?
Yeah, it's time for a break, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, we actually were supposed to take a break a little earlier. But all right, so let's take a break, and when we come back, what are we going to talk about when we come back?
I don't know. What do you want to talk about?
I know what I want to talk about. Stay tuned.
17 If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with a little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in 2 great-tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SuperhumanRadio to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Too much on your mind to fall asleep? Oh, no. It happens to all of us every now and then. Instead of counting sheep, count Sleep Factors, a naturopathic formulated blend that supports falling asleep naturally. No medicated numbing, no harsh interruptions of your body's natural flow. Sleep Factors work in harmony with your body and its natural rhythms, so sleep just happens naturally. Sleep Factors by Michael's Naturopathic Programs. You can find Sleep Factors and Michael's entire line of body-loving naturopathic formulations at your local health food store or online at Michael's Health.com. Practitioner formulated. Practitioner approved.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com. And click on the Advertise With Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. Okay. Let's do this thing.
Okay. If you have young children listening, please cover their ears.
Or ask them to leave the room, or if this is a podcast, just pause it for a minute and have them go do something, because this is really an adult topic, but we have to talk about it. Okay, we've given you enough time. Children should be evacuated.
Okay, do you want to?
Okay, look, there's lots of different types of surgeries out there for those of us who are aging that are designed to make us look more youthful. Some of the parts that we want to look more youthful and not the kind of parts that you can see every day just walking around, but in those more intimate moments, people can see them. There's a new trend for women out there. It's called a labia lift.
Or a labiaplasty.
Labiaplasty, right? And so apparently, as women age, some things start to droop and sag.
And wrinkle.
And wrinkle.
Who knew?
Yeah, and who knew, right? And as and let's face it, today, you know, women like to be landscaped. We don't have the natural hairstyles of our mothers. Lots of women, you know, keep things very trim, so it's very visible. Lots of things are very visible now.
Well, and also too, this morning there was a headline for when I was on the treadmill. I was flipping channels, and they were talking about women really want to look good in their yoga pants.
Yeah, and so a lot of us guys used to make jokes about camel toe and stuff like that. Well, apparently, women like their camel toe, and they want it to look a certain way. And so what women are doing is they're going in to very talented plastic surgeons, and these plastic surgeons are making their hoonannies look more youthful.
But my question was, can't they just get on HRT and then they won't have to worry about the ill effects of aging?
Yes. So women who are on HRT tend not to have these problems, but women who are not on HRT, after they go through menopause, their punanis start to sag and droop and get wrinkly and kind of look old.
So you know, it says it gets wrinkled. So I was just kind of doing a little research, and there was a Huffington Post article that says that you should actually moisturize down there.
I guess you can moisturize.
They
said
twice a week.
The outside. You know what I mean? You don't want to get anything on the inside, because there's a very delicate microbiome in a woman's vagina that is of a specific pH. You don't want to alter that, because that's when you can start to develop bad bacterias and yeast infections and all that sort of stuff. But I guess on the outside, sure.
It says here, without estrogen, the flora of the vagina changes and the tissue around the urethra is thinner, so we become more prone to UTIs also.
Yeah. But now, the key word there is
Without estrogen.
Right. So why aren't doctors prescribing estrogen for more women as they go through menopause? And more importantly, why not just do a topical estrogen that they can put in and on their vagina?
The epithelium becomes thinner, so we're more vulnerable to sexually transmitted infections and HIV.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. And guess what? So I found several articles. And I know Elisa is going to think that I'm lying, because Elisa thinks that whenever I talk about these things, it's just because I'm trying to angle to have more sex. But the reality is that having frequent sex for women is good for their vaginas, just like having frequent sex for men is good for their prostate. So if you want to keep your vagina healthy, engage in more sex.
This doctor here does say local estrogen therapy can thwart the onset of these diseases, since it helps restore your flora. Moisturizing, lubricating, and sex are also helpful.
Yeah, see, there you go. So, but yeah, how do you like that? How do you talk about that with your girlfriends? Oh, I had a labiaplasty. Oh, let me see. I want to see. Let me see. That's like, nah, that's okay.
But why not just use an estrogen cream, for example?
Because there's some people out there who are afraid of estrogen cream. They think it's going to give them cancer. But they never ask themselves, well, why didn't all the estrogen I've had in my body my entire life give me cancer? So, and you know, I can't help but think of, I can't think of her name now, Brad Pitt's wife.
Angelina Jolie.
Angelina Jolie, the poor thing. She's so sick right now. I mean, she's hit the, I predicted she was going to hit the wall, and she's hit the wall. She said, if I would have known this is how I was going to feel by having my ovaries removed, I would have never done it. She should listen to this show. We told her, don't do it, Angie. I mean, she basically drove herself into menopause. Now, could you imagine what's going on in with her punani right now?
Well,
it's the truth. I mean, you know.
All right, move on.
Okay.
Let's talk about wine.
Yes, let's talk about it.
Okay, so Monsanto's glyphosate has been found in California wines.
Well.
And even organic wines from California.
But Monsanto did that same test and they said it wasn't found in there. So.
Oh, did they?
Who should we believe? Oh, let me guess. Even in organic wine?
The conventional wine was 28 times higher than organic wines. But yes, the levels ranged from 0.659 parts per billion in organic to 18.74 parts per billion in conventional.
And now the chemists of the world will say, well, that's meaningless. That's nothing. That's not a lot of but what you got to remember, folks, is you're getting glyphosate in just about everything you come in contact with today or eat. I've talked about this. It's in the environment. It's everywhere now. It's
thanks
everywhere.
To Monsanto.
Yeah.
And PCBs are everywhere.
Yeah,
to
look. Monsanto's being sued by 11 states right now because of PCBs that they're saying, hey, well, you can't sue us for that.
We were a different company back then.
Yeah, that was 20 years ago when we were killing people. Now we're a different company when we're killing people. You can't get mad at us for killing people. Yeah, right.
Okay, so that's wines. It was also found in Frito-Lay chips.
I used to love Frito-Lays when I was a kid. The little ones. The little. Remember before, they were like a little curly chip that they used to make. Corn chip.
The Sun chips, I guess.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sun chips are supposed to be good for you, too. People eat Sun chips because they're supposed to be healthy.
Recent tests conducted on Frito-Lay's Sun chips revealed the presence of GMBT corn.
Go ahead.
Is comprised 100% of the corn used in the product.
So BT corn is the corn that has a built-in pesticide that is designed to kill the corn borer, which is a worm that destroys corn crops. So instead of spraying something on the crop to kill the corn borer, which is a very, very hard insect to kill because it lives in the ground and it comes up into the plant, they figured a way to genetically modify corn so it has the pesticide in it.
That's scary.
And in fact, we did a show 3 years ago about that BT corn is linked to all sorts of stomach problems in people who consume a lot of it, because guess how it kills the corn borer? It destroys the microbes in the corn borer's stomach, and the corn borer dies because its stomach basically explodes inside of it and lets everything out, and it dies of like sepsis. It poisons itself because its stomach just is destroyed. So when you eat BT corn, every beautiful golden, sun golden kernel that you're eating is filled with a form of pesticide. Think about that. Can't wash it off. Can't rinse it out. It's in there, in the flesh of the corn. Isn't that brilliant? Wasn't Monsanto brilliant for doing that?
Also found in Sun chips were dangerously high levels of glyphosate.
Yeah.
They used a specific testing method. It's the Consumer Advocacy Group,
right?
GMO-Free USA. They observed levels of glyphosate in Sun chips averaging 0.14 parts per million and 0.14 milligrams per kilogram.
That's a lot. 0.14 milligrams per kilogram?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I thought you said 14 milligrams per kilogram. Okay.
0.14.
So this is my point, right? So you're drinking your wine, you're getting a little glyphosate. You're eating the corn chips, you're getting a little glyphosate.
Okay, so let me ask you this. So if they've got the built-in BT corn that's supposed to have the built-in insecticide.
Right.
I guess they still need glyphosate.
Yeah, because that kills the weeds.
Right.
Right? But just think about this. Monsanto and probably Dow Chemical will have single-handedly destroyed our planet. And our government has not only allowed them, but pats them on the back for the wonderful things that they're doing. Do you realize this? That Monsanto and companies like Monsanto who make these horrible chemicals that they put on food will have single-handedly destroyed our planet. And we're worried about global warming. I'm just flabbergasted. I really am.
And Sun chips are marketed as healthy whole grain snacks.
Yeah, I know. They're supposed to be healthy.
Low in saturated fat and cholesterol.
Yeah, because that fat and cholesterol is bad for you. But the chemicals and the BT corn, it's pretty good. Pretty good. We have one last commercial break to take.
Okay.
Let's do that. We'll wrap it up when we come back. Stay tuned.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great-tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SuperhumanRadio to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered 2 more bottles. And another, the overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used. Visit CoachRobRegish.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Nobel Prize winning research shows telomeres are an important part of preventing cellular aging. Slowing down telomere shortenings promotes healthy cell replication and longevity. This is simple, folks. Supplement today with the longevity breakthrough of the century, Telos 95. Telos 95 provides the only scientifically validated telomere support ingredient in every capsule. Save 15% off when you use the code TELOS95. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Telos 95 banner ad. Age better with Telos 95, the cutting-edge technology that's a leap forward in the science of aging with research that was conducted by world experts on telomere analysis. Using worldwide patented technology.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
This is Transformer Rock. I like this. Wait for it. Wait for it.
What is it saying? Bro, rock.
Listen, listen. I don't know what they're saying. I know rock. I recognize
bro
that word.
Bro rock. It's what it sounds like.
Okay.
Okay. One. Well, I want to mention that Gordon Waddell posted on my Facebook page that evidently Del Monte is ditching GMOs and BPA. There was a study that came out this week that over 60% of the cans on the market still contain BPA.
Yeah, the lining.
Even the ones in Whole Foods.
Yeah, those linings. That white. If you open up a can of tomato sauce and pour it out, and you see that white line, it looks like somebody painted the inside of the can white. That's bisphenol A. Plastic.
I'm glad we don't use cans. I mean, if I buy pre-made tomato sauce or tomatoes,
it's in a container.
It's either in one of those containers or it's in a glass jar.
Right, right.
Because you can get them in glass jars, which is always. But then the lid sometimes has plastic lining on it.
Yeah, you got to be careful.
Yeah.
But I like the ones that come in the wax coated boxes. They're like you can, like a container.
Like a carton.
Like a carton.
It's
thank
in
you.
A carton.
Yeah, like the old milk cartons. I like those.
The milk carton. Yeah. Yep. Okay. So I guess there was a study. It's an older study. It was published in 2010, and it involved more than 300,000 participants, found that social support was a stronger predictor of survival than physical activity, body mass index, hypertension, air pollution, alcohol consumption, and even smoking.
And in fact, the people who had the lowest social relationships had the same risk of dying as somebody who smoked 15 cigarettes a day. And the people who had the highest social relationships had a 90% greater likelihood of survival than those with poor, insufficient relationships. So, but we have that, don't we? I mean, this community, the gym, when you go to the gym and you see all your friends and you laugh, you're combining the social relationship and the activity at the same time.
It's just important to have extended relationships, you know? Somebody said, well, join a book club or whatever it is that you're interested in, yoga class or spinning class or whatever. You have to have social engagement with people. And I think older people tend to be isolated.
Well, so that's another reason why you should go to the gym and train, because you'll remain ambulatory longer. Older people become isolated when they're afraid to go out. They don't walk very well. They just want to sit in a chair or lay in a bed, because anything else, they're at risk of falling. So you're yawning. Are you tired? Was this
Excuse
a long
me.
Day?
I'm just yawning. Don't you just sometimes yawn? Don't you need
No, I don't do anything just because.
Don't everything you need more oxygen?
No, actually yawning means that you've built up too much carbon dioxide and your body's releasing it. That's what it means. But anyway,
okay, so if you see someone yawn and it makes you yawn.
I've thought about that for all my life. I've thought, if I could harness the brain reaction to yawning so that I could use it to get people to do what in other words, if I can yawn and make you yawn, then why can't I do something to make you do that same thing? What's the connection between yawning and other people yawning too? That's something that if the advertising industry can figure that out, we're all doomed, because we'll be buying stuff that we don't want and we don't know why. I mean, think about it. Isn't that something?
That is something.
I know. But I didn't yawn. You've yawned twice so far and I still haven't yawned. Because I am superhuman.
And I'm not.
Joey doesn't share food. We watch. This is going to sound stupid, but we don't watch a lot of television. So when we do, we generally use Netflix and we'll watch a series. And we'll watch a series till, like on the weekends, we'll watch a couple episodes or one night.
Or like for 30 minutes at night before you go to bed, just to laugh a little bit.
So we've been watching.
With the blue blockers on.
I know, right? And I've never watched Friends when it was on the air. I never watched it. I thought it was a stupid show. And, people who watch Friends, losers. Well, we started watching Friends, and I have fallen in love with the series. Unfortunately, 10 years too late? And so, but Joey Tribbiani, Matt LeBlanc, I got to say, he's the funniest guy on there. And last night, it was a whole episode about he dates this girl, and she keeps going, taking food out of his dish, and he always talks about himself in the third person. And everybody who tries to take food out of his dish, he looks at them and goes, Joey doesn't share food. It's funny. I know. Everybody's thinking I'm crazy, but that's the way it is. Well, that's it. Next week I have a short week because I'm traveling to California to spend time working over at Quest Nutrition. We'll be doing some live remotes from there. So you'll catch those. I think I leave Thursday, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we have shows Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and then we're off the air, until the following week. But anyway, we have great shows planned for next week. So hope you can tune in live. If you can't tune in live, there's always the podcast. So check it out. Remember, Joey doesn't share food.
Neither does Carl.
Neither does Carl. I don't share food. So there you go. All right, we'll see you right next week. Thanks for listening.
Bye.